It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. It is Dutcher and Rich. You're just now waking up. Half of the Patriots team is not on the team anymore. You had Marcus Cannon opt out. We kind of saw that coming because he's high risk for the 2020 season. We had Mr. Vitale. He opted out. I keep getting his first name wrong. It's not Frank Vitale.
Dan.
What's his name? Dan Vitale. Dan. Frank. And then you've got the shocker news this morning. Dante Hightower. He is opting out according to a statement that Ian Rappaport threw out there. He thinks he should focus on his health. He just has a newborn in his home as well. And obviously, if you have a newborn, that's immunocompromised. So he's opting out. And then Brandon Bolden as well. And on with us right now on the Volkswagen Expert Hotline and writer for CBS Sports and all sorts of other things. He has the big podcast, Pick Six Podcast, daily at CBSSports.com and a huge fan of one Joe Murray, who is here in studio. Mr. Will Brinson. Good morning, Will.
What's up, guys? Hope you're... Hope you're doing well and coping with the Patriots convincing enough guys to opt out of the season so they can sign to David Clowney.
Okay, because you are a friend of Joe Murray's, I assume that means you are somewhat of a degenerate gambler. Do you think this moves the over-under total on the Patriots' wins this season?
No, it probably won't because, you know, these sort of moves typically don't have that big of an impact on the win total. It could possibly move a half a game. That wouldn't be shocking. But I think what might be more likely is that with these moves, you could see a shift in, and this obviously depends on what other teams do, but you could see a shift in the odds in the division winners, maybe from the Patriots being like plus 100 even money, to the Bills becoming the favorite as a result. I mean, look, you know, we think the Patriots are going to win this season, depending on how healthy Cam Newton is, by running the football and playing defense. And they just lost, I know this sounds crazy, in 2020, but they lost their fullback. And that's a big deal. I mean, they already lost James Devlin, and now they lose Danny Vitale, who's opting out. And, you know, they lose Dante Hightower, who I think is probably the most unsung hero of the second Patriots surge, for lack of a better phrase.
All right, so now that this is all out there, we're starting to figure out, first of all, the fact that it's all Patriots right now. I mean, all the news is Patriots. I don't know of another team, there might be one, that has more than one, like multiple players who have opted out. But now that you're seeing this happening, do you think that this is going to be a, like, this is just the tip of the iceberg? How much of this do you see happening around the league and with the Patriots over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, I think there'll be plenty of people who do it. Now, look, part of the problem is, and you know, Dante Hightower is, as you point out, the big splash name. But I mean, this is a guy who has made a lot of money playing football. He's won 3 Super Bowl rings. He made the play in 2 Super Bowls. Again, that's why I think he's the unsung hero. And you know, his mother has been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and he has a 16-month-old kid. I mean, this is a, you know, there's I don't think it's a no brainer, but I think it's a fairly, you know, easy and responsible decision for a veteran like Dante Hightower. I can't imagine, given how close he is with Bill Belichick, that, you know, there wasn't some discussion between those two where, you know, he's like, listen, this is sort of where I'm at. And, I mean, Bill Belichick wants to win football games, but he cares about these guys. You know what I mean? These are not randoms for the Patriots opting out. I mean, Brandon Bolden's been there forever. Dante Hightower, you know, is one of probably – not the Mount Rushmore guys for Bill Belichick, but I mean, you know, he's up there on the defensive list of guys. And so I would have to imagine that Bill Belichick is saying, look, you know, you got to do what's best for you and your family. And these are uncertain times. Yeah.
Well, how much do you think yesterday was, like, with everything that happened with the Marlins, do you think that might have affected some of these players and whether or not they would think that being able to play any sport in a bubble would keep them safe?
Yeah, I think so, for sure, because what we got from the Marlins yesterday was a reminder that, you know, and this is true for everybody, that as much as you can do as much as you want to keep yourself safe, but at the end of the day, you know, it's going to come down to, like, whether you contract coronavirus or COVID-19. I mean, part of it is going to come down to, you know, trusting other human beings to be smart. And that's doubly true when it comes to these professional football players and professional baseball players. I mean, if you're a player for the Patriots, you know, you're not only, you know, if you're that concerned about contracting it, you're not only putting your, you know, your faith in your teammates, but you're putting your faith in some random dudes who might play for the Miami Dolphins and be 22 years old. I mean, that's just the reality of it. If you play that position, you're tackling guys and you're up close. I mean, you know, you are not. It is not just on you whether or not you contract it. You are widening your bubble exponentially when you make the choice to play football. And you know we hopefully it doesn't, you know, expand worse than it, you know, we saw yesterday. But like, I think we find out that the Phillies didn't contract. If there are any positive cases with the Phillies, that's a huge plus sign for baseball, because if all those dudes get sick, then it's a big time red flag.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, I did they get the test back? By the way, I thought it was going to be like sometime this morning, or did they,
I mean,
get it back last night?
MLB is not testing the way that you would hope they would be.
See, that's the thing, is over the past couple of days, I've learned. Hang on, I thought this was one of those deals where you show up to work, you get tested, and then you find out whether you're positive or not before you go on the field. But I mean,
Rob Manfred's like, hey, just head on down to the Minute Clinic, and we're going to jab this swab in your nose, and then you can we'll get the test back in 7 to 10 days, and we'll sort of take things from there. It's like, what are you doing? Like, the NFL at least you have to test negative 3 or 4 days before you can even come into the building, at which point you start getting daily testing. You know, the NFL got ripped because it's like, you aren't ready for all this. But let's give them credit. They have a plan in place to implement league-wide consistent testing. Whereas the baseball decisions are being made by a text thread and like Don Mattingly's gut feel. Like what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's, you know, with baseball, it took a public cluster F to realize what a private cluster F the testing was behind the scenes. It's like, oh my God, hang on, this is what's happening here? Oh, by the way, this is interesting because we've been saying, you know, some of these players like Marcus Cannon, who obviously is a high risk person, when he opted out, I was saying, well, I wonder if that means David Andrews is going to opt out because, you know, he had blood clots, in his lungs. And it sounds like, according to Mike Giardi, our friend Mike Giardi, the NFL Network, that David Andrews does not plan to opt out and is planning to play this season. That is surprising.
Wouldn't be me. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, one of the things, I mean, you got to remember, too, that when these guys make these decisions, I'm sure you guys agree, and I hope most fans do. If somebody opts out, that's your choice. Let's all agree that you don't give anybody grief for opting out of the season, as important as they may be to your favorite football team, because you just don't know what they might have going on privately. I mean, like, I haven't seen my parents since Christmas, you know, and I mean, that's, you know, it's not the end of the world. There's FaceTime. I mean, my mom's sort of losing her mess, but you know, I mean, like, some people might have older parents or parents, you know, some people might have children with, you know, that could be at high risk. You just don't know it when they make these decisions. It's probably not because they're worried about contracting it themselves. You got to remember that there's always some circumstances going on that you probably don't know about. Nobody needs a soapbox this morning, but I just felt like it should be said.
No question. No, I know what you mean. I understand. And we've kind of intimated that as well. And now that all this is all done, you know, one of the most cash-strapped teams in the NFL is all of a sudden Scrooge McDuck. They're just loaded. I think Bert was saying with all of these players opting out, they might be in the top five, six teams with cash on them right now. So how do they spend it? I mean, they've got to do something. I don't know if they have to. Bill Belichick probably is now like licking his chops that he's going to make these nobodies into superstars. But I mean, you know, there's still guys like Jadeveon Clowney out there. Jadeveon Clowney is not a replacement for Hightower. We know that. It's a different set of skills. Hightower's leadership is something that can't easily be replaced. But I mean, Clowney is a playmaker. So, I mean, is there something there, or what? Or if not, what do they do with this cash?
Yeah, I mean, you almost wonder if Bill Belichick didn't sort of sit down or, you know, get on a Zoom call with his team. And I mean, I'm just speculating here, but the idea that all the Patriots would come out on this Tuesday morning and you sort of get this flood of Patriots guys. I'm not sure what the deadline is to opt out. I should probably know that, but I mean, like,
according to Bert, it's not official. It's supposed to be like a week from when they sign something, which is probably going to be like a week from now.
Exactly. So, my point being is that all these Patriots guys sort of got out in front of it. I would guess that Bill Belichick, you know, probably intimated, or the Patriots sort of intimated, like, hey, look, you know, we're comfortable with you doing what you've got to do, but, you know, if you could let us know as early as possible, that would be fantastic, because that gives you some maneuverability. And, you know, there's not a ton of options out there. You mentioned Clowney. Everson Griffin, who was linked with the Packers yesterday, is still out there. And, you know, I don't know that you can finagle your way into getting both guys, but I do think with Clowney, all of a sudden you go from, okay, you know, he was in Seattle and last year and he got four sacks in their system and it just didn't result, you know, in a 1-year deal with no franchise tag, didn't result in any buzz in free agency. Part of that is a pandemic, but part of it is the statistics. Cleveland throws him an offer. Tennessee's kind of interested. You know, they have a history with him, but they got a bunch of – he'd be sort of not rotational, but you know, he wouldn't be the big sack guy there. You know, sort of Belichick doesn't go to him and say, look, dude, here's the deal. I'm going to give you $15 million for 2020. It's way less than you wanted, but you come here, you play 16 games, you will get paid. Just go talk to Revis about it. Call Revis and ask him how this works. I promise you will get paid if you come here and ball out. Even if people are, you know, like worried about where you're at in your career. And I think that's not implausible. Or maybe Belichick wants to, you know, like dip his toe. I don't know. I would guess that there is a plan, though, and that this team that suddenly has $23+ million in cap space is not going to sit idly by and wait on it. Now, on the other hand, you know, it may be a situation where they believe that having cap space in 2020 could behoove you in the sense that it allows maneuverability at the trade deadline in a very weird year where teams might say, wow, you know, this is going south. We need to, let's unload some guys. I don't know. I mean, I think that Bill Belichick has operated this offseason. I mean, he always has a plan, but it does feel like he is sort of planning with the pandemic as things go along, maybe more so for his roster than other teams might have.
Okay, so Will, let's get nuts for a second, okay? Because we had someone call and say something, and this is for the 15 to 20% of the listeners who think that this might be a reality. I want you to indulge them. I'm not going to poo-poo it because maybe you're somebody who actually buys into this. Let's say they don't find a replacement for Hightower and they have to just deal with what they've got. Let's say that they have to move things around with Marcus Cannon being out, and let's say that Cam Newton is still hurt and can't play, and Stidham's your guy. Is there a chance? Is the team capable of being bad enough to get a pick high enough to get Trevor Lawrence?
yeah, sure. You know, I think that you...
In this division, do you think that there's a chance that they can, with all of those things happening, with all these, none of the players who are opting out being replaced, and Cam Newton not being your quarterback, let's say he's still hurt, you're saying in this division there's still a chance that they could be bad enough to get a high enough pick to get Trevor Lawrence?
It is not out of the realm of possibility. I think it is unlikely. You probably have to win. I mean, you obviously have to win, you know, somewhere between 3 and 5 games max, right? And I just don't know that Bill Belichick is, I mean, God, I feel like Belichick is going to get to 6 by himself, just coaching up a semi-decent, like, he's just going to steal, I mean, he's going to steal 1 from Adam Gase at bare-ass minimum, right? Like, he's he might accidentally beat Adam Gase at least 1 time. I need to look at their full schedule, but it is hard for me to believe that the Patriots team coached by Bill Belichick is going to win less than 6 games. I don't believe that he would tank on purpose. I do think, and again, like you mentioned the pandemic, right? I mean, that's sort of the thing.
Yeah.
If all these guys are opting out, and if this is a year where you could have somebody who, you know, somebody really important to your team, or like 5 guys that are really important to your team get sick and you lose them for 2 to 3 weeks and you just can't win games. I mean, if there were ever a year where you could have a terrible football team and no one would pin it on the coach or even attach it to the coach's legacy.
This is the best disguise. That's right. You have the best disguise. You could do it
If you're asking me if Bill Belichick invented COVID-19, I can't confirm or deny it. I mean, no, I'm just kidding. But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, if there were a year where it's, I mean, like, maybe they play 12 games. I mean, we don't know. You know, there's that trap door they built into the schedule in the, like, weeks 3 through 5 where you can, the NFL can, like, if it looks like this, they're not going to be ready to go by September 10th, there's a 3 to 4 week trap door they can pull out that's non-conference games, and then they can just push back the start to October 1st. You have that opportunity where if you play week 1 and all the, you know, a bunch of dudes test positive, and you have, you know, 3 or 4 teams where it's like, you know, they just can't field a team. What do we kick it back to week 18 or week 19? There are contingencies there where, you know, this could end up becoming a 12-game season. And if that's the case, if you're in a 12-game season in the pandemic, I mean, anything is on the table. Like, I mean, you know, 3 and 9 isn't crazy for anybody. So, I don't think it's all. I think that maybe Bill Belichick, I mean, it's possible Bill Belichick could be designing a roster that's purposely high variance, where, you know, if everything clicks, he can win a Super Bowl. And if everything, you know, if things don't work out, it's, this team is trash and they get Trevor Lawrence. I mean, nothing would surprise me at this point in life.
Jones?
Oh, it's really not that important. I'll ask you next time, Will.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Will, real quick, hot take. You think that these Patriots are opting out because Tom Brady's no longer on the team?
No. I really think that these guys are making, you know, personal decisions. I mean, look, I mean, I can't speak to someone who's made millions of dollars playing professional football because, you know, I don't, I'm not, I'm short, it's a short, stocky, and poor. Relative to professional football players, my wife would be like, you are going down there and you are playing football. But you know, I don't think they're doing that. I think it's, these guys are looking at their own personal decisions. And I think one of the things that hadn't been talked about, and some people get mad when you mention this, but we have no earthly idea what the long-term health ramifications are for people who get COVID-19, and it doesn't have to be for everybody. It can be for certain individuals for whatever reason. I have concerns about sending my kid back to school in any form or fashion. So I think that anybody being concerned about playing football in these circumstances is entirely justified in their own reasons for whatever those reasons might be. And I don't think they're bailing because Brady's out.
Political on us, man. That kind of brought us down. I don't like that.
Was that political?
Waving that. that's just, trust me, that's what you hear anytime you make a statement. It's like, why are you bringing politics? Like, I don't think that's politics.
Yeah, no. I'm like, there might be long-term health ramifications, and people are like, politics?
Politics!
It's like, what? No, I'm saying that, like, there's evidence of, like, scarring in the lungs and heart issues. Like, I don't know. I mean, like,
Joe Murray thinks they're all leaving because Tom Brady's not on the team anymore.
Right.
That's all I care about. He thinks they're all jumping ship. Because
I'm going to die on that hill. He opted out first.
Joe, you've got about a week to die on the hill, because if 8 Buccaneers opt out, you're going to look really foolish.
Yeah, and they're going to be idiots to do it, too.
That is going to be an interesting thing to watch. Will, Pick 6 podcast, very good podcast, at CBSSports.com, and, of course, somebody who follows the advice of the Bankroll Boys. We appreciate
that's
that,
right.
Mr. Will Brinson.
Yeah, check out tomorrow's episode. We're talking to Brady Quinn today, former NFL player, who should have some interesting opinions about whether or not players should bounce.
Never got the Liz Frank surgery, I believe, as well, on his foot.
No, he did.
Oh, he did get it. Okay.
He did get it. He said it. He wished he had gotten it done. He got it done last year.
Oh, okay.
So he,
but
and
it
he
ruined
said,
his
now,
career, though.
Yeah, he wishes he had gotten done it. And he said, too, that, like, he's had some trouble, you know, in workouts and stuff, really. And now it's different when you're his age versus Cam Newton's age. But I mean, like, he said it's been a tough transition, you know, getting back to exercising at a full pace. So that's, you know, worth keeping an eye on.
All right, Will, we got a break. All right, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. All right.
See you guys.
Dan's going to kill me. Take a break. Go. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up? Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 the Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. Got Adam Jones in studio and a Mr. Captain Conspiracy
Theory.
And
even Joe Murray sitting there.
Joe Murray just sitting there. I don't know if it's conspiracy theories or kind of like with Pasternak, just a guy who knows what's up before anyone else. You know, a guy who's ahead of the game. I mean, he finds these sources when it comes to, you know, how does he know all the things to bet on? You know, how does he get the inside info from all these people around the world? Maybe he knows something we don't know when it comes to why the Patriot players are dropping out, other than the obvious. When they say it's for their health, I would tend to believe them. But no, maybe it is because Tom Brady left and they're just, but don't, are they revolting or they just don't think they can win?
But don't you Joe think? Murray? But don't you think if they thought they could win a Super Bowl this year, it would be it may be harder to opt out? Like, if they really felt like, hey, it's Tom Brady and it's business as usual here, and, like, I'm not saying it's the main factor, but, like, I believe that's a factor. I think health is above it, and Dante Hightower's situation with being a new father, maybe even his mother factors, who knows about, you know, his wife or girlfriend or whatever it is, like, her mother, like I don't know. I'm not saying it's the number one factor, but I think if Brady were still here, Patriots players may think they're closer to a Super Bowl, and maybe it's harder to opt out. You know,
I believe him. I know that's kind of an easy thing to say, but I mean, I'm not going to question whether or not they're, you know, whether it was easier for them to do it one way or the other. It's a tough decision, no matter what. I mean, my God, Hightower is giving up a year of his life as an NFL player, which, you know, that is. I know he gets his money next year, but still, that's one less year that he could get another contract after this. You know, with his obviously his years ticking, and linebacker, it's not a very kind position when it comes to the kind of abuse a body can get. By the way, Patrick Chung, this is kind of interesting because I know you guys had your conspiracy list of who would opt out next. This is from July 14th, so about 2 weeks ago. And Jonathan Jones tweeted, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can't social distance football. And Patrick Chung retweeted and said, not a damn shot. They are tripping. So if you kind of want to know where his head is at, you know, maybe he's kind of in the same boat. And, so this is going to be an interesting. Yeah.
I was just going to mention if there's one thing we can add. And we just retweeted this a little while ago. Remember Jonathan Jones?
That's what you just said.
Oh, you just brought that up. Okay. I'm sorry. Host wasn't.
What are you doing?
No, I
just literally said that.
The headline kind of stuff. That's all good. But listen, but he might be another guy. He just signed a deal.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
You're just not listening to a damn thing.
No, I've been doing five different things at once. And plus, Zoe walked in. I got distracted. So.
He's not supposed to be in there, right? Isn't that one of the biggest rules you can't break?
He walked by.
What?
He walked by.
Oh, he walked by. Okay. Because I think that's like a massive rule, is that nobody is allowed in the outs. Because I heard like for a while you had, you know, just people from the office coming and going, hey, I miss you guys. And meanwhile, there's like these glass dividers and you know, all these, you know, hand sanitizer. There he is. Yeah. He's breaking a rule. You tell Zolak that. Yeah, he's not very nice. Now I'm glad I'm not there. I would have thrown something at him.
I'll just say that even though he walked in, I was still able to hear what you were saying there, Rich. Yes. I wasn't magically distracted by it, yeah.
Well, excellent. So that's kind of where we stand now. Man, what a weird, weird-ass morning it's been. And I can't get any of my packages either. Have you guys had a problem with that? Like stuff getting... I know that there's... Obviously, it's... You know, I'm not sitting here bitching because I know that with all the stuff going on, package delivery short. But I mean, like, there's an ass load of stuff that I've ordered that just isn't showing up. Are you guys having this problem?
No, we haven't had a problem with that at the Jones House. So maybe a slight delay here and there. But no, the Jones household, we're going to get Amazon deliveries and things of that nature. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like with me, there was like... yesterday was like, didn't I order something a while back? And I went and I checked. And I went on Amazon, and I realized that there were six different orders that just arrived at a warehouse in random places and never went anywhere. And it says, like, you can click on this. Your package may be lost. I'm like, what the hell? There were a total of, I think it was 19 different things that I had ordered. Now, it was just, like, light bulbs and crap like that. But, like, they just never showed up. One was in New Jersey. One was in Rhode Island. One was in, like Wareham, just sitting there and, you know, just like Joe Murray hanging out.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
Like, I mean, it was just like a massive pile of things just decided not to show up. And I guess that at the post office down the street, there have been lines that were 3 hours. Like, it took you 3 hours to get from the back of the line to get in just because the mail's so effed up. There was, matter of fact, it's so messed up here that there was a guy. There's a guy now that I saw the day before yesterday who's just some dude in a U-Haul who's pulling up and just like putting packages on people. Like, they just hired like a dude to help them out, like the post office. It's a guy not in a mailman uniform, just like a guy wearing a sensible polo and, you know, kind of like khaki pants, and just a guy who's going through a U-Haul truck and delivering packages. It's like, all right, man, see ya. Everything's so backed up.
Yeah, I've seen a little. I've seen people in like their own personal vehicles doing deliveries. I've seen that. I haven't seen it in a U-Haul. U-Haul, you said, right?
It was a U-Haul. Yeah, it was a U-Haul truck.
I've seen people doing it in their own personal vehicles, dropping off things at the neighbors and my house and things of that nature. But yeah, most of the packages have been coming in on time, I think.
I just received a tweet that says, "Be better, Joe Murray. Pay attention."
I know.
Listen, there was a lot going on.
You should have seen it yesterday. You weren't here yesterday. We had corporate Jim was in here telling me something. Yeah. I had to record. We had a weather thing, and it all worked out smooth. But yeah, right there, I got distracted from it. I apologize. I'll be better.
Hashtag be better.
Hashtag disappointed. Very disappointed there, Joe Murray. You know what? Here's what I want you to do to make up for it. Come out with the hottest sports take that you have. Just like flamethrower. I want to hear the hottest sports take you got.
Julian Edelman's going to opt out this year because the only quarterback he ever wants to play with is Tom Brady.
No, give your Rodgers
I like that.
Give your Rodgers
Aaron Rodgers is going to opt out this season because he already got paid all his money from the Packers, and because they didn't draft any players around him or get free agents, he's going to opt out and stick it to them, and Jordan Love's going to take over.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that's one I actually like.
The Rodgers one is good. Yeah, I agree.
That was worth you not paying attention. I'm gonna think that you weren't paying attention because you were formulating such an amazing hot take that, you know what? I could actually see happening because he's such a bitter prick.
And that'd be great, wouldn't it be?
Oh, it would be fantastic. I would love to see that. It would be amazing if he pulled that off.
You know, I know him and Danica have issues, so maybe, I don't know, and just could work out, and it would really screw the Packers.
All right, we will get to the stack. Here is Joe Murray with the headlines, if, of course, he's paying attention.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Dutcher. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Maybe dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich and Joe Murray. What do you got there?
Yeah, the stack brought to you by Window Nation. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. WindowNation.com.
By the way, I just got a couple tweets. Someone says, I was talking about how my packages just have disappeared. Like, the stuff that I ordered a month ago, when you them, they're just in random places sitting there. And then, like, down the street, you know, there's a post office that's had a line for 3 hours, and apparently there's only one person working there for people picking up like lost packages and stuff. And it just, I understand why it's going on. I mean, this is chaos with everything, with the pandemic, ordering more now than when I go to stores. But someone said, I work for the post office. My own package has been sitting at the post office in Boston for 3 days. It took less time coming from China to Boston than from Boston to Quincy. So Zonigori goes, Postmaster General put a hold on overtime. The guy in the U-Haul was probably a supervisor. Stuff in Boston is going to get backed up if it's going through us. And then someone said, I work for FedEx and I have workers for 20, 13, 10 straight days. He said, yes, it's madness. I have gotten 8:30 to 9 p.m. a couple of times, had to make deliveries. So there you go. There you go.
Huh.
Well, that, maybe that's why things are all screwed up. Hey, Adam Jones, while you're here.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to ask you about, because I'm a follower of you on Twitter. Your Twitter handle?
Adam Jones 98.5. Very simple.
Okay. There is something. Now, I don't get to listen to all your shows. I love listening to the show. I do, sincerely. But there's something that you do every night that I guess you do it every night because you talk about it every night, and it makes me, I have no idea what you're referencing.
Okay.
But there's, like, you're always tweeting, like, once a night, the worst movies of all time.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. So, well,
what is the reference there? What am I? I don't get the reference. I don't know why you're doing it, but the random tweet makes me laugh.
Well, so we, each and every night, and we were even doing this during quarantine. But during baseball season, we do something called the Dong Report. It's very highbrow.
The Dong Report, of course.
Okay, so every night in the Dong Report, whatever the number of home runs that's hit, you know, if it's, I believe I saw, and I was out last night, I believe Christian Arcand tweeted that it was 33 last night. So, you know, that started off as like, well, it'd be like a Larry Bird 33, you know, it'd be this and
Kevin
that.
Kevin Falk.
Yes, exactly. And so that's now evolved into other people kind of sending in their own little idea. And one guy every night sends in, or maybe a couple of people send in some of the worst movies of all time. So usually.
What does that have to do with, like, is it whatever the, like, if you got, like, if there were four dongs, it would be what got 4% on Rotten Tomatoes?
I believe it correlates with, like, the IMDb, you know, rankings. I think, like, the fourth worst movie of all time on IMDb, according to, you know, viewers, was this movie, was that movie. So, yeah, that's
because I've seen a lot of those. Like, there was a period of time, oh, man, it was probably, like, mid-90s to, like, 2010.
You're saying you've seen a lot of those movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Between, like, maybe the mid-90s to, yeah, probably about maybe, like, 2013, I would see a movie every week, and I would either review them for the radio or I would I used to actually write for a college paper. I got a job reviewing movies. And also, I used to go all the time anyway. So I saw, like, if nothing was coming out except for the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie, I would see the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie, and I would review it. And the reason I mentioned that one is because that was one of the things that you tweeted out, and that was the things on the list. But I do not appreciate some of these films that are the worst reviewed of all time
getting crapped on.
All right? Because I've been seeing a couple of them, and some of them are so bad they're bad, but some of them are so bad they're great. Like Jaws: The Revenge, they couldn't get anybody from Jaws to return except for the wife of Roy Scheider. The wife of Roy Scheider was the star, the hero of Jaws: The Revenge. Do you remember that movie by any chance?
No, not really.
Well, then you're obviously not a Mario Van Peebles fan because he was the second biggest star, I believe, in that film. Somehow they threw Michael Caine like a quick paycheck and said, show up for a minute and look confused. Oh, yes. Jaws: The Revenge is one of those. Now, it's not one that's ever on TV. They never show Jaws: The Revenge. So you really have to hunt that one out. But it's so bad, it's great. The number fourth worst review movie of all time is Gotti, which, of course, what makes that so fantastic is it was John Travolta's passion project.
I watched this.
Oh, you saw the whole thing. See, I've yet to watch it. Was it so bad? It's got to be so bad, it's great.
Dude, it could have been good, but it was just, the acting was so bad.
Hang on, so you went into it thinking you might be watching a good movie?
No, I went into it thinking that Gotti could be somebody good to have a movie about. The characters were abysmal. It was bad.
Did you watch the trailer? Did you see how awful he was?
I gave it a half hour and I said, that's it.
Right?
The reviews of it are just, it's one of those that, like, every once in a while, like once every 2 years, the reviewers just sit there and they'll crack their knuckles and go, this will be my finest work. And they just load into it. And there were some really, really astoundingly bad reviews for that one. I mean, most all of them mentioned just how bad his hairpiece is and all of it. And it just and it looks like every single it's like somebody trying to rip off Martin Scorsese, but who has never seen a Martin Scorsese film. They're missing every single mark trying to do it.
The only movie I had an issue with when these were getting sent in was I had a big issue with Barbed Wire being so low. That I thought was a wonderful film. And,
like, were you expecting that to be, like, you know, the English Patient?
Yeah,
you know?
I expected Barbed Wire to be. I don't think that belongs anywhere near the worst films of all time. I thought that was very unfair.
No. Barbed Wire, know what you're getting. RoboCop 3 is, listen, I love cheesy action movies. I didn't see RoboCop 3. RoboCop 3, like, it was like him versus a ninja. I'm like, dude, you took on, like, an army of, like, killer robots in the first two. Like, why would I be scared of a ninja? Let's see, you got... Fear.com. There's some really bad horror movies. There's a million Adam Sandler's. Jack and Jill was awful.
Yeah, that's Jack on the and Jill list. Was definitely up there. You're right.
Okay. Another so bad it's good. Battlefield Earth. So Battlefield Earth was John Travolta.
That's also Travolta, right?
That's Travolta as well. Now, John Travolta, this was, once again, a passion project of his because it was written by L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology. So he'd been wanting to make this movie for a while. Now, I saw this movie at a sneak preview because we were to interview John Travolta the next day. He was in town, so members of the media went, watched the movie, and the next day we went to this hotel, and you know, one at a time, you would get 15 minutes with John Travolta. By the way, John Travolta, legitimately one of the nicest human beings on the planet. His head, the size of an anvil. It's like an anvil on a toothpick. It's one of the biggest human heads I've ever seen in my life. Nice guy. But he sat down and he asked the guy I was with at the time, his name was Jimmy Barron, he goes, so what'd you think of the movie? And both of us had just seen it and it was unbelievably bad. Like, how it got made, like we're sitting there just going, dude, this is going to be the toughest interview to do. So he goes, what'd you think of the movie? He was like really happy and proud. And I remember Jimmy said, well, it's going to be a film that people are going to talk about for a long, long time. He was like, that's great.
Yeah, I like that, man. That sounds awesome.
So let's talk about Saturday Night Fever, shall we? Just continue to move on from there. Strange Wilderness was pretty good. That's got 2% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's on the list.
Strange Wilderness is one that, I feel like it should be good. I didn't particularly like it very much. No.
Strange Wilderness had two great scenes, and the rest of it was just pretty good.
When they shot up Bigfoot, is that one of them?
That's great. And when they're doing the shark
thing,
voiceover,
yeah.
Which is phenomenal. Oh, come on. Simon Says, the movie that's starring Dennis Rodman and Dane Cook. Yeah. Oh, it's phenomenal. So this was 99, and Dane Cook was not like anybody yet. And you've never seen a person who wanted to be Jim Carrey more in his life than Dane Cook in Simon Says. Says spelled S-E-Z because he's like super hip, and that's the way that cool guys like Dennis Rodman spell the word Says. Oh, that's one you've got to see. But do a double feature with that and Double Team when it's him and it's Jean-Claude Van Damme. And it's just two people who you have to listen to every line that they say twice to figure out what the hell they're saying. Because I mean, obviously Dennis Rodman, he's got no acting experience, and Jean-Claude Van Damme, like every movie, they try to make an excuse for him not being able to deliver his lines properly. It's like, oh yeah, he was born a mute. So yeah, there's some ones on here. Every night I see like these bad movies, I'm like, where the hell does that reference come from? I still don't quite understand it, but it makes me laugh every evening.
It's a highbrow segment on the night program.
The Dong Report.
Oh yeah, there's Miley Cyrus episodes involved. There's all sorts of stuff involved. Yeah.
What is the Miley Cyrus movie?
No. It's Hannah Montana, of course, Rich. The episodes that correlate with Hannah Montana, of course.
So if it's like 44 home runs, it would be episode 44.
Yeah, right.
With a breakdown. Kind of like last Friday, John Wallach did season 5, episode 3 of 90210 and did a whole breakdown of the whole thing.
Wait, without...
He did like a 90210 review?
Of season 5,
you just tell him the 3. You just tell him the season and the episode and he can do it off the top of his head?
Well, he prepared for it.
Oh.
But yeah, we did a whole 13-minute segment, Ask Dan, reviewing how I forget what happened. Brandon was trying to become class president or something. Whatever.
Now, did he sound as enthralled as Dennis Eckersley did on this home run last night?
Oh,
yes. Rockets that one! Look at this one!
Oh.
A searing line drive out of here! My goodness!
Yeah, oh,
what was the
that didn't take long?
The
did it?
Time on that thing to get out of the ballpark?
That was ridiculous.
It was that exciting.
Oh,
it was that exciting with Wallach. Yes, his recap was that exciting.
Dan seemed to love the recap of the 90210 episode.
It's great. John did the whole thing. He looked up and he's like, oh, we got a break now. Okay, time to break.
I was like, oh, is this when Valerie like met Dylan at a pool hall? And he goes, don't get ahead of me. I was like, what?
Oh, excuse me.
Got wall dicked.
Yeah.
Not like that. He's in the big chair. He'll be back tomorrow, of course. So we had on... We've been talking to Will Brinson this morning about everything that's going on with these players opting out. But the good news is that the NHL, it's just looking phenomenal. Their second week, all of the tests came back negative. I was talking about how you had a couple of the players videotape themselves getting on the bus yesterday, heading on the plane. And by the way, big fans of Blink-182. Apparently, that was the music of choice while they're on the airplane. Everyone wearing masks. And you had old Chuck E. Cheeks giving a tour around his hotel room, which was just a stark contrast from what the NBA players were doing, whereas they were complaining, a lot of them. You know, he goes in there and just goes, So I got a bed, got tables, everything you need. And then, you know, just it's a tiny little space. And he seems to be perfectly fine with it. Well, Bruce Cassidy was talking about what a good job that he believes the NHL has done to make things work this year with the old bubble. Here he is, Mr. Cassidy.
Looks like the NHL has done a great job of accommodating teams that are here in terms of their spacing and what's available to them. The gym, obviously, the meal situation is going to be excellent with all the restaurants here. There's some entertainment options that'll be available to the players that you wouldn't get at a typical hotel. So I think that's all going to work out fine.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got to start feeling good about this NHL season.
Entertainment options. What are those entertainment options?
Well, I mean, maybe it's apparently. By the way, everyone's saying RoboCop 3 was robot ninjas, just normal. Maybe that's the entertainment. Robot ninjas for the NHL guys.
Nice
girls from Montreal, the Chez Paris or something like that.
Geez, the amount of people who are telling me that it was robot ninjas. How many of you seen RoboCop 3? I didn't even see the remake of RoboCop. First one was excellent. Second one wasn't that good. RoboCop 3 I never saw, and I'm huge into that genre, and yeah, I can't believe I didn't see it.
Yeah, I tapped out at RoboCop 1.
RoboCop 1 was good.
I saw RoboCop. I saw the first RoboCop.
That still stands up. That still stands up as a pretty good movie. Paul Verhoeven, for a while, he had a nice fastball there for a few years. Starship Troopers, another good film. All right.
I'm a nice man.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us. What a weird-ass day. Everyone's opting out. Dante Hightower, no longer a member of the Patriots. Brandon Bolden, Marcus Cannon. You got Joe Murray saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to opt out just to piss off everybody on the team.
I do like that.
I do like that. Well, Adam Jones, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we will have John Wallach swinging it once again. Joe Murray, and coming up next, I know Zolak's there because he came in and threw something and yelled something into the studio when he wasn't supposed to. So he'll be on, and I believe Bertrand as well. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Oh.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.